Hello and welcome to the ESP Lab January 2011 conference call. Let's have fun today and re-experience the living, loving, available energy of the light today and every day. Let's all choose to accept bounty now and know that spirit is the source of good. Let's keep our focus on the light and life and peace and joy of divine positive energy. We dedicate these opening moments as a personal point of contact for each one of us to touch in with the superpower to wonderfully and joyously achieve a fabulously successful new year. Let us receive now a fresh burst of the universal, powerful cosmic energy. I ask each one of us participating to feel the light and life and good vitality flow, breathe, relax, smile, enjoy, have fun. Let's live, love, laugh, and be happy. So mote it be. Our theme today is healing, and I'd like to just start with a comment on our opening affirmation in which we encourage each one of us to laugh and be happy. Al was ahead of his time, Al G. Manning, the founder of our ESP Lab, in terms of his daily discipline to laugh, tell corny jokes, laugh again, have some ridiculousness, and encourage others to participate in lighthearted humor. Science is now showing that laughter truly is the best medicine. And in a true event, a man was diagnosed with terminal cancer. He said he's going to go out laughing. He wound up deciding he was going to spend his last 3 weeks of living watching Three Stooges movies and comedies. He was going to laugh his way to heaven. And he found that after his 3 weeks of laughter therapy, that his cancer was gone and the doctors did not have an explanation for it. Now, Al had a metaphysical explanation for the power of laughter. And in my own view, Al Manning's directive to laugh every day and be happy, and if he wasn't going to have a fun time, he wasn't going, was one of the secrets of good health, vitality, and longevity, which is laughter is a light attunement or life at one-ment, light at one-ment. And when we laugh, it has an effect on our spiritual fields, our auric fields, in which our chakras are illuminated as we choose to participate in laughter. It dispels darkness. It chases away dark spirits and evil energies. So as we start with our opening affirmation of have fun and win, let's live, love, laugh, and be happy, that laughter is, for Al Manning, a discipline. And it was a principle of the lab to be humorous, have fun, have a good laugh every chance that you can get. And so as we start today's session on healing, let us remember that laughter is a light attunement, that it charges our auras, that it brightens our auras, that it dispels darkness. And as we do those things of brightening our aura and brightening our chakras, and we become stronger on the etheric and spiritual level, then we also become more whole on the physical level. I'm now going to offer a prayer, which in our January newsletter we're referring to as the protection chant for 2011. It was written by Al Manning, and he referred to it as a postulant's invocation of protection. So let us tune into the light and lend me your minds And say these words with me in your mind, with feeling, as we turn to the light and say, Spirit of the Great White Light, burn away our psychic night. Let us feel your loving care. Give us joy and love to share. Make of us your willing tools. Let fulfillment be the rule, that our growth may be a light, saving others from the night. Now, our color meditation for the month of January is the blue light. The blue light is associated with healing. In the monotheistic traditions, which includes Judaism, Christianity, Islam, Zoroastrianism, the angelic force that was in charge of healing was the angel Raphael, and he corresponds to the north point, which in our system is the point of the water, and the water is life, and the water is the source of life, and the water is also our emotions and spirit energy. And the angel in charge of that blue sparkling light is Raphael, which in Hebrew means God has healed. And so we turn to the energy of the blue light, and we turn to the various energy transforming personalities that exist on the blue ray that work with us in the ESP laboratory. And let us experience healing, creation, oneness as we turn to the sparkle blue, electric blue freedom ray of Marduk, Shiva, Athena, and Thor's with Raphael's blue light of strength and peace with protection, of healing and creativity, the power of the light. So as you participate in this light attunement, know that we are uplifted and we are helped by participating. So let's take a moment, find a peaceful spot, and let us relax and focus our complete attention on the infinite source of all. Or simply God, if the term is okay with you. So let your imagination fill in any blanks, but know there is always a response from the infinite. Feel it, see it, know it, experience it, as a shaft of white light that beams down on you lovingly. Bask in the light and let it do a super cleansing job on your aura. Let your aura sparkle blue with that cleansing creativity. And I want you to affirm in your mind, repeat after me in your mind, I feel the electric blue light flooding my aura and being with its super cleansing healing growth and strength, with spirituality, effectiveness, clarity, prosperity, fun, and enthusiasm, attraction, freedom, relaxation, sensuality, perspective, healing power, psychic, spiritual, and material plane growth, with laughter, personal magnetism, creativity, humor, joy, ectoplasm, and extra, extra fun, as it burns, loves, and laughs away, purifies, and or completely annihilates anything in or near me that is blocking my ability to manifest wonderful progress in all areas of my life, as it brings me wonderful drive and loving inspiration for effectiveness, good health, charisma, and success. Let us each one know that we are personally, individually, now filled with the happy, overflowing of the good energy. And so let us share our good with each other and with all lab members and our light members and with those who participate today and through our personal experience to our ESP lab. Let us feel a wonderful surge of fresh power as the great circuit is completed and the energy flows back to me into my personal life from my ESP lab. Thank you for the privilege and the joy of sharing the light. Now, if you have access to a goblet of water, we're now going to be doing a very short water ritual, which is, I have a little chalice with a blue rim, and I'm holding it up and asking the universe to fill this with the light of love and creativity. Mama Isis, bring the light to me and we. Mama Isis, bring electric blue to me and we. Heal our bodies and affairs. Bring creative thoughts to bear. Mama Isis, bring the light that sets us free. And let us join minds and hearts and spirits in the timelessness of the eternality of spirit and be one with spirit as we invoke the power of spirit into our goblets, that we may share it with the creative blue light forces of strength, healing, and infinity. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Father. Thank you, spirits of light that love us, that work with us. Thank you, earth, air, fire, and water, and spirit, for joining in oneness into this chalice for healing, strength, and balance of our body, mind, and spirit on all planes of reality. Now drink the water. And I'm going to put the last drops in my doggy bowl so that my dogs can share with me this water of healing strength. I have a prayer written for naming some of the folks who have requested healing. And I have a Rama Agni chant and a Mystic Pyramid sheet, and I have the names on it. If you will join with me in invoking the light for those who request healing of the ESP lab, that they may receive a blessing today. And the names of those gathered here are on the list as well.
Betty.
And then we'll take a minute, and anyone can speak a name of anyone that they need healing. I will at the end of my prayer just say, be blessed now, and then you can just feel free to add names of people who need healing. Rama Agni, send the light to me. Rama Agni, send the powerful light to me. Sweep away the things that harm. Let them cause us no alarm. Rama Agni, bring the light that sets us free. And we make a special request of our spirit friends who are gathered here together to give a special blessing to the auras and the spiritual fields and bodies of our members who request healing, and especially let there be light for Ken Courtney, Lisa Munoz, Joe Serrato, Ruth Dukes, Suzanne Davis, Genevera Alvarez, Helen Sanchez and family, Jose Molina, all those who are gathered here today, my personal self and my dogs and animals, and all who request healing of ESP Lab, be blessed now, and feel free to add names of anyone who
Raina,
you want to add.
Linda Ramsey,
Jeannie, Steve Rivera Sr., Linda Ramsey, Isis Rivera, Isis, Reina Rivera, Linda Ramsey, Stephen Hendry.
And I burned those prayers up in a silver sage bowl filled with sage, and it was Al Manning's personal prayer bowl. And join with me as I declare, Mother of the Universe, as the smoke rises, let us all be blessed and healed. And let this space and the space of all gathered here be cleansed, blessed, and purified on seven planes of reality. So mote it be. All right, we have a little noise in the background. If whoever has a TV on in the background or whatever, it'll just hit, it's star mute. Let me just make sure that's what it is. We're getting used to this system. Yeah, just it's star six. Star six will hit the mute, and then if you want to talk, you can hit star six again, and it will unmute.
He kept telling me that whoever was making noise, she cleaned everything in the back, and I was just holding my door.
Hello? Hello? We are recording. So if you're participating,
let me cut off.
Yeah, star six for mute. Tamara, did you make it today? Tamara's not here. Well, I wanted to. I have a full moon letter going out, and it's different than what I normally write for the full moon. But I was reflecting, as a person who has studied all the religions of the world since he was 15 and I'm now 60, I enjoy the scriptures of all religions, as did Al. I'm a true eclectic. And I'm just going to read this for your consideration because it has some insight. Sometimes it's easy to, I basically was thinking about the Bible stories, and as a boy, Job was a very one I liked about a lot. But anyway, I'll read this to you, and then we can talk about it in a minute. But my little letter is called "The Whale, the Giant, the Lion's Den, and the Dung Heap." When I was a young child of 6 years old, my mother read Bible stories to me, which I loved. Some of my favorites were Jonah and the Whale, David and Goliath, Daniel in the Lion's Den, Job's Trials, and Solomon's Wisdom. In my view, each of these stories contains a truth relevant to today's life experiences. Since our ESP Lab is eclectic and offers memberships to those of all religious affiliations and also to those who are simply seeking the light, not all of our membership has heard these Bible tales. Personally, I respect the words of the Hindu master Sai Baba, who teaches that all religions are facets of one truth, and all are tributes to its glory. I also regard the Bible as a vortex to access truth and spiritual power, and not some old newspaper. As I consider the lessons in each tale from the perspective of a young child, I note that I could use and follow those lessons today. Feel free to read and enjoy the stories yourself with a Bible of your choice. Jonah was told to go to a dangerous town to preach. Instead, he went fishing and was swallowed by a whale or giant fish. Point is, follow spirit guidance wherever it leads you. Or as I told my mom as a six-year-old, if God told me to go to Nineveh, I would go. David had to face a giant called Goliath. He was outnumbered and outgunned. Rather than focus on all the reasons he could not win, he stood up to the giant and killed him with a rock hurled between the eyes. Point is, Don't focus on the size of the obstacle or challenge that faces you. Align with spirit power and win anyway. Daniel was thrown to the lions in a disagreement with the king. Well, Daniel turned his eyes to God, and the lions were not interested in Daniel. They turned away from him. Finally, the king took Daniel out of the pit. Point is, once again, when we turn to spirit, we transcend the current challenges that seem so overwhelming. I asked my mother to tell me the story of Job again and again. Here was a righteous man who, through no fault of his own, ran into a time of hard fortune and lost his cattle, wives, gold, and fun lifestyle. As Job sat covered with sores on the dunghill, he still chose to focus on the goodness of spirit and the grace of God. Through his perseverance and dedication to spirit, his health, gold, and many wives were returned to him. As a boy, I could not help but wonder why God gave Job so many wives. Point is, no matter what the challenges that face you in this physical world, keep a spiritual perspective and turn to the positive in spite of it all and win. I loved hearing the story of Solomon in his glory and that he was the wisest man who ever lived. I asked my mother how Solomon got to be so wise, and she answered that he asked God for wisdom and God answered the prayer. I was surprised as a six-year-old boy that gaining wisdom was so easy. So I asked God right then and there that he would grant me wisdom. And I do have some on a good day. Point is that sometimes all you have to do is call, and spirit is there for you. Other time, spirit indicates, and Dr. Manning says this about his otherworldly spirit duties, before you call, I will answer. But to have this type of response, we must choose to turn to spirit, and once we are pointed in that direction, we must steadfastly persevere. Al studied metaphysics and the benefits of positive thinking and prayerful attitude before he added the kicker of maverick magic. Bottom line is results. Spirit is there for each one of us 24/7. We are naturally children of the universe. Use what works for you and remember that which you give your attention multiplies. In the meantime, this world will shoot each one of us challenges so that we can benefit and grow from transcending them. Spirit is the key. Turn your situation over to spirit and expect success. I thank you for your time. I wanted to mention that I enjoyed reading Al Manning's Changing Your Beliefs Will Change Your Reality article in this month's newsletter. And what I was noting was he commented that if we leave our old psychic and emotional wounds unresolved, that they are still there years later. And I had a reminder of this recently when someone brought up the name of a person that I had an unpleasant memory about. I haven't seen this person for 5 years. I have no plans on seeing this person again. But just the mention of this person's name triggered the emotional intensity that hadn't been resolved. So one element of our total healing of body, mind, and spirit is to get in touch with any unresolved negative emotions. And Michael has a process for eliminating those. However, we all have to do what we can as we can to move beyond our negative thinking, our negative emotions, our resentments. Love is a key. Spirit is a key. Choosing to change is a key. Being willing to change is a key. So I just wanted to offer that up. We do have a fun newsletter that is to the printer now, meaning that we have a issue that is focused on love for the Valentine's Day celebration, which always has been a favorite part for me. And I just want to mention on the astrological front that we're getting ready for a new Chinese year, a lunar year that has been observed by for over 4,000 years. And it's going to be a softer bunny year as opposed to a ferocious tiger year, so I think we all might welcome that. Also, our energies of our planets are all direct to start the new year, and that gives us an opportunity. We do have the full moon coming up in Cancer, void of course in Cancer, in a couple of days. So ideally, you get your magical work done the night before as the moon turns over in the fertile sign of Cancer. I'm going to close with some words from Al Manning, and then I'm going to stop recording and we can have a little short conversation with those who are remaining. I'd like to limit everybody's conversation on that to just 2 minutes to, in case I don't want someone waiting for half an hour to have a chance to say a word. Challenge is a delightful spur to growth that can be enhanced by effective use of your spirit party playtime. It's time to enhance your spirit partnership-manship for making super progress. Let's add more fun and effectiveness to the spirit party. Al said that one of the Old Testament psalms starts out with, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord." Sounds like a sneaky, old-fashioned way of starting a spirit party to me. His later version went, "Come one, come all to my party. Come join in the joy and the fun. We'll eat, drink, and play very hearty. Our battles are already won." Let's see if I can remember enough of one of my pet poems that I wrote about 33 years ago to help get fresh handles on spirit party fun and effectiveness. Do you dream of a life that's trouble-free, all golden ambrosia beneath a tree, with no fatigue or muscle ache and never another yard to rake? Sounds very tempting, and that's no lie, but beware it's a trap for you and I. Stark challenge is what helps us grow and stretch our wings while here below. To strive and strive sure is no sin, especially when it's us who win. Strive on, good friend, though you be tired, though in confusion you seem mired. Victory is its own reward and brings us all so close to God. And Al's article closed with, "That's as close as I remember it, and the hard copy went the way of all flesh many years ago, but the idea remains that challenge is our spur to growth, and without it we'd have nothing to celebrate. And our spirit party is the natural ongoing celebration of continuing achievement, making all things better and better with no upper limit. That makes the singing and the dancing with spirit friends ever more enjoyable. If you're hesitant about your own spirit party, do drop in to the Astral Lab anytime and see for yourself how lovely and productive it can be. We all have our habitual methods of coping with perplexing problems. My personal pet way is first to diffuse them with some form of ridiculous humor, then turn to our spirit people for guidance, if at all possible, in the relaxed atmosphere of your spirit party." I want to thank everyone for coming today, and we ask that Spirit blesses you with the sparkling blue light of freedom, peace, communion with the infinite, wholeness, wellness, and spiritual and physical material renewal. So mote it be. With thanks to all who help, and blessed be we.
Blessed be we.